This is DW News live from Berlin. Donald Trump is about to reveal his pick for the Supreme Court. You are seeing live pictures from Washington where the US president is just about to announce his choice to fill the seat left vacant by the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. That choice could cement a conservative majority on the US's highest court for years to come. Tomi Oladipo, glad to have you with us. Our top story at the moment, the vacant seat on the US Supreme Court and the intense political fight surrounding it. President Donald Trump is about to name his choice for that seat. Media reports say he will nominate Amy Coney Barrett. She would replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died last week. Now, Barrett currently serves as a federal appeals court judge and is known for her conservative religious views. Trump told journalists on Friday he had made up his mind, but he refused to confirm the speculation ahead of an official announcement on Saturday.
I'll be announcing it tomorrow, the decision, and I bet it.
With me now here in the studio is Nicole Wenvert, Associate Fellow of the German Council on Foreign Relations. And in Washington, our Bureau Chief there, DW's Ines Pohl. Ines, let's start with you in Washington. What do we know about Amy Coney Barrett?
Well, if she will get picked, Donald Trump would have hardly found anybody who is such an opponent of the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg, a pioneer of women's rights. She was for abortion rights. She fought the discrimination of minorities. And from all we know from the 48-year-old Amy Coney Barrett, she refers to herself as a faithful Catholic, as you just said, Tomik. She stands in many, many ways just for the opposite. She is a pro-life supporter. She backs Donald Trump's harsh immigration politics, and she's also against gun regulation.
Okay, so a clearly conservative pick, as we've mentioned there. Nicole, what effect would Amy Coney Barrett's nomination or appointment have on the Supreme Court?
Well, a large effect, because the judges are appointed for lifetime, so it's not something that goes away in the next voting period. And her conservative convictions might be really the opposite to what Ruth Ginsburg Bader stood for.
Okay, thank you both to Ines Pohl and Nicole Wenvert. We'll be back as soon as President Trump steps out. But in the meantime, let's continue with other news. Actually, we will go back to that story. We'll just head back to Washington. I believe Trump is stepping out right now. Yeah, you can see those images. Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, is stepping out at the White House, about to make his statement, give his announcement on his nominee for that vacant Supreme Court position. Let's listen in.
We keep rolling, Nicole, because now we hear the...
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. I stand before you today to fulfill one of my highest and most important duties under the United States Constitution, the nomination of a Supreme Court Justice. This is my third such nomination after Justice Gorsuch and Justice Kavanaugh, and it is a very proud moment indeed. Over the past week, our nation has mourned the loss of a true American legend. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was a legal giant and a pioneer for women. Her extraordinary life and legacy will inspire Americans for generations to come. Now we gather in the Rose Garden to continue our never-ending task of ensuring equal justice and preserving the impartial rule of law. Today it is my honor to nominate one of our nation's most brilliant and gifted legal minds to the Supreme Court. She is a woman of unparalleled achievement, towering intellect, sterling credentials, and unyielding loyalty to the Constitution, Judge Amy Coney Barrett. Also joined by Amy's husband, Jesse. Thank you, Jesse, very much. And their seven beautiful children. Congratulations to you all. Very special day. With us as well are the First Lady. Thank you, First Lady. Along with Vice President Mike Pence and his amazing wife, Karen. Thank you very much, Mike. Judge Barrett is a graduate of Rhodes College and the University of Notre Dame Law School. At Notre Dame, she earned a full academic scholarship, served as the executive editor of the Law Review, graduated first in her class, and received the Law School's award for the best record of scholarship and achievement. Upon graduation, she became a clerk for Judge Lawrence Silberman on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia. Amy then received one of the highest honors a young lawyer could have, serving as a clerk on the Supreme Court for Justice Antonin Scalia. A very highly respected law professor at Notre Dame wrote to Justice Scalia with a one-sentence recommendation, "Amy Coney is the best student I ever had." That's pretty good. Justice Scalia hired her shortly thereafter, and we are honored to have his wonderful wife, Maureen — where is Maureen? Maureen Scalia — with us today. Thank you. And our great Secretary of Labor. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Very good genes in that family, I will say. Very good genes. Before joining the bench, Judge Barrett spent 15 years as a professor at the University of Notre Dame Law School. She was renowned for her scholarship, celebrated by her colleagues, and beloved by her students. Three times she was selected at Notre Dame Distinguished Professor of the Year. When I nominated Judge Barrett to serve on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit in 2017, every law clerk from her time at the Supreme Court endorsed her and endorsed her nomination, writing, quote, "We are Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, yet we write to support the nomination of Professor Barrett to be a circuit judge. Professor Barrett is a woman of remarkable intellect and character. She is eminently qualified for the job." And I can tell you, I did that too. I looked and I studied, and you are very eminently qualified for this job. You are going to be fantastic. Thank you. Really fantastic. the entire Notre Dame law facility and faculty, everybody at that school. Also, we got so many letters, also wrote letters of support of Amy's nomination to the Seventh Circuit. They wrote, in effect, despite our differences, we unanimously agree that our constitutional system depends upon an independent judiciary staffed by talented people devoted to the fair and impartial administration of the rule of law. And we unanimously agree that Amy is such a person. For the last 3 years, Judge Barrett has served with immense distinction on the federal bench. Amy is more than a stellar scholar and judge. She's also a profoundly devoted mother. Her family is a core part of who Amy is. She opened her home and her heart and adopted two beautiful children from Haiti. Her incredible bond with her youngest child, a son with Down syndrome, is a true inspiration. If confirmed, Justice Barrett will make history as the first mother of school-aged children ever to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court. That's good. To her children, Emma, Vivian, Tess, John Peter, Liam, Juliet, and Benjamin, thank you for sharing your incredible mom with our country. Thank you very much. Amy Coney Barrett will decide cases based on the text of the Constitution as written. As Amy has said, being a judge takes courage. You are not there to decide cases as you may prefer. You are there to do your duty and to follow the law wherever it may take you. That is exactly what Judge Barrett will do on the U.S. Supreme Court. I want to thank the members of the Senate. We have so many of them here today. Thank you very much. I see you in the audience, and you're so proud. But I want to thank you for your commitment and to providing a fair and timely hearing. I know it will be that. Judge Barrett was confirmed to the Circuit Court 3 years ago by a bipartisan vote. Her qualifications are unsurpassed, and her record is beyond reproach. This should be a straightforward and prompt confirmation. Should be very easy. Good luck. It's going to be very quick. I'm sure it'll be extremely non-controversial. We said that the last time, didn't we? Well, thank you all very much, and thank you for being here. That's really great. Thank you. Thank you. I further urge all members of the other side of the aisle to provide Judge Barrett with the respectful and dignified hearing that she deserves, and frankly, that our country deserves. I urge lawmakers and members of the media to refrain from personal or partisan attacks, and the stakes for our country are incredibly high. Rulings that the Supreme Court will issue in the coming years will decide the survival of our Second Amendment, our religious liberty, our public safety, and so much more. To maintain security, liberty, and prosperity, we must preserve our priceless heritage of a nation of laws. And there is no one better to do that than Amy Coney Barrett. Law and order is the foundation of the American system of justice. No matter the issue, no matter the case before her, I am supremely confident that Judge Barrett will issue rulings based solely upon a fair reading of the law. She will defend the sacred principle of equal justice for citizens of every race, color, religion, and creed. Congratulations again to Judge Barrett. I know that you will make our country very, very proud. Please, Amy, say a few words. Thank you very much. Congratulations. Congratulations.